power without a face. The world today is not ruled by kings, but that doesn't mean it is free from kingship. Power has simply changed costumes. It has abandoned thrones for terminals and decrees for data. Once we could see authority. Now it breathes through code and commerce, quietly scripting our lives through convenience, algorithms, and ambient control. This isn't the absence of authority, it's the perfection of it. As I argue in The Philosophy of Power, we are not in an age beyond power, but beyond visible power. The symbols have changed, crowns for logos, flags for metrics, but the dynamic remains, control, consent, and the careful choreography of perception. The algorithmic monarchs, the idea of the algorithmic monarchs isn't metaphor, it is a diagnosis. We are governed not by laws, but by logic loops. Recommendation engines suggest our next thought. Predictive analytics steer our desires. These systems are not elected, they are not accountable, and yet they are sovereign, ruling over the most sacred territory, the mind. In this landscape, rebellion is not crushed, it is pacified. It is filtered, flagged, and ultimately folded back into the system as profitable dissent. You do not need to silence the people when you can sedate them. The seduction of stability. Stability is the opiate of late-stage systems. It tells us, do not disrupt, do not question, continue. Things may be broken, but at least they are functioning. But beneath the appearance of order lies a dangerous complacency. As I explore in the chapter, Thrones in Ashes, civilizations do not collapse with chaos, they collapse with comfort. Corruption does not announce itself, it adapts itself into the daily fabric. Collapse begins not with fire, but with fatigue. And we, the citizens, consumers, creators, become both subjects and stewards of this slow decay. The narrative machine, every system of power must write a story, not just to justify itself, but to embed itself into the collective soul. Today's myths are not carved in stone or sung by poets, they're streamed, scrolled, and sponsored. When platforms shape the narrative and algorithms decide what is visible, we no longer live inside stories, we live through them. Stories curated to influence behavior, belief, and identity. This is narrative as infrastructure. A controlled imagination is the most powerful form of governance, and yet we still call it freedom. The invitation beyond. The final chapter of The Philosophy of Power is titled Beyond Kings and Thrones. It is not an ending, it is an invitation to look closer, to ask again, to wake from the algorithmic lullaby and confront what we've mistaken for nature. Power is not divine, it is not permanent, it is not neutral. It is designed, and what is designed can be dismantled. In this space of clarity, the contemplative path finds its purpose. We do not chase revolution, we cultivate recognition. For awareness is not passive, it is prelude to change. And perhaps, just perhaps, it is the first real act of sovereignty we reclaim in an age that has quietly taken it away. A final word, beyond the page. If these ideas resonate, if you felt the quiet unease of living inside systems that speak the language of freedom but feel like constraint, then The Philosophy of Power was written for you. This book is not a manual, and it is not a manifesto. It is a mirror, and perhaps a compass, to journey deeper into the structures, stories, and illusions that govern the modern world. Grab your copy of The Philosophy of Power, The New Leviathan, Power Beyond Thrones and Borders. And remember, what was designed can be redesigned. What numbs can be named, what rules us can be reimagined.